wake up, put on makeup in the bathroom, and go to work and stay real late and text you she'll be back soon. Bet her boss runs his fingers round her pretty blonde platinum do. I bet you never thought about that, did you? And it's none of my business, and I don't wanna get involved. If you're thinking that she's good, I think you should be there. She got you on your knees.
I like that.
Sounds like a girl writing a song about a girl.
Yeah, right? Who knows? I like the hook on that one, though.
Yeah, it's good. It's upbeat.
It really is. That's what it comes down to. It's amazing what can be done to a listening crowd just from a bass drum. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
So, in the meantime...
The whole name of the song is Uh-Huh.
Oh,
she asks you if you love her, and you nod your head and go, uh-huh.
Yeah, right? Captivating. Anyways, it's Tuesday. It's 7 o'clock. My mic is backwards. Hold on just a second.
Yeah, that was those guys before you that did that.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. I don't know if I told you which one I was sitting at.
I figured it out.
Okay, good.
When you started talking, this little orange light came on.
Good.
It's like,
good.
Hey, that must be there.
It's like, hey, it's Josh. Because it's Tuesday, it's 7 o'clock, and for the first time in a couple of weeks, I've actually had something to josh around about. I've been joshing around all over the place, but just not here in the studio. So, we just kind of shooting the breeze, kind of taking it easy. There's been a lot of football talk going on, and that's been taking some time out of the schedule, and... what other stuff has been going on?
Hey, I'm Melissa.
Yeah, right. I know. I hate she missed out on tonight's. Probably because West Virginia lost, and she couldn't stand to even talk about football, let alone about her number 9 team falling to unranked Oklahoma
what?
State. Yeah.
Right. Oh, okay.
West Virginia.
I thought you were saying that they fell so far they weren't even ranked. Surely they're still ranked.
No. I'm sure they're still ranked. But
I figure out this mysterious Mike thing too.
Oklahoma State was unranked. West Virginia was ranked number 9. But usually when you lose to an unranked team, you fall pretty hard. So I don't know where they're at.
Yeah, ask Auburn. They would know all about that.
They would super know this this year. This probably this week. Who knows? Got a lot on the plate tonight. Don't know if we'll get to all of it. Screening calls.
No turkey on the plate, though.
No,
not yet.
Not
that
yet.
Comes later in the week.
Thursday. I know it's weird. Turkey's usually not my thing on Thanksgiving. Like I think
really?
I'm more of a casserole man.
Okay.
I know we're talking about food early, but on Joshing Around, if there's one theme that's true, it's that food.
Show prep is not a thing on the show.
Food is early and often around here. I think pizza's on my schedule for dinner.
You know, I had a technician that works for me that came in this afternoon and all I saw was a pizza box. And I'm like, pizza for lunch.
That sounds good.
I guess so.
Yeah, no, Christina.
I'm too old to do that anymore. Like, pizza tears me up if I eat it after like 5, so.
Yeah. And now I'm that way. Like, I don't eat or drink anything after a certain time at night. It's usually like 9 or 10 because then I'll wake up at 1 o'clock with heartburn or something.
I keep looking at the screen like there's something going on and there's nothing on the screen.
Nothing's going to happen. Yeah, if we were, if I'd thought about it, like I would have like remote desktoped that computer into the station computer. That way I could run all of it from here, but I'm not a smart man.
And I've done that before, but you have to adjust the levels and stuff, and you can't do that.
Oh, that's annoying.
It would be like, let's bring up the mixer and like change it on the screen.
You'd have
like we do for football.
You'd have to run a board in here.
Yeah.
Ah, gosh. See, I'm not a clever guy, so I'm not going to worry about any of that. Anyways, screening calls. Crystal is gone.
Not really, though.
Unpopular opinions and gift ideas. Those are all on the table tonight.
Crystal insists that they're not gone. They insist that they're moving.
Exactly. And I hope they do.
Now they have this great transparent system that's... When did that start happening?
I don't know. Spit all over it. Transparent system.
Now I'm talking and it's like never mind. Probably should go get one of those mics with a cover thing. Maybe move it a little bit farther away.
Hey,
that's an idea.
Smart idea. So they're wanting to move. Any idea where they're moving yet?
Well,
everything I've got is rumor mill. So.
Yeah, everything I've heard is rumor. They were going to buy the old Bojangles building, and then I heard that somebody bought it before them. Now, how can that
That's
even
what I
happen?
Heard. Yeah. I heard somebody swooped in and bought it.
And, you know, I've even tried to figure out who, and I don't know.
Yeah. If you know who, let me give you a telephone number. You can call in 256-737-9505. Those fives get ahead of me.
Yeah.
256-737-9505.
If you'll go ahead and yawn, I'll go ahead and rub my eyes
right.
We're tired.
We should stop doing shows at 7 o'clock at night because this just happens. You know, if I could sleep until 12 and then roll in here about 1 or 2, do an afternoon show.
No, I think that's what maybe those real people with those real jobs do. They probably they don't get out of bed till 10 and probably do their show from
I'd be
3
down
to
with
7.
That.
And then,
if you'd like to provide that for me and provide some sponsorship to the radio station, it's studio
at
Live 95.
In real radio stations, they have salespeople, so the hosts don't even have to go sell things.
If you'd like to sell things for Live 95, it's contact studio at...
No, really, we'd love to hear from you. In fact, bring us money, and we'll do great things with money, like ad shows and... You know, there's a 100,000-watt radio station right across town that literally just went out of business like a week ago.
Really?
It would be so awesome if we could, move over there and have somebody pay our power bills and, build a nice flush office on Park Avenue. Yes. Where's Park Avenue in Coleman?
Park Avenue. Why not? All I know is that it's a blue space. Yeah. Oh, it's that time of year where, family get-togethers, and we used to always sit down and play Monopoly.
I miss that. Yeah. We should have a staff meeting and play Monopoly.
That would be
fun.
Only if we Facebook Live it. We have to Facebook Live it. That would be so much fun. Hey, speaking of, we're live on Facebook right now, so leave a comment. Jay's going to pull up the comments. We're going to watch them roll in.
Actually, I'm not. I'm going to show you something that you may not be aware of.
Well, you need to. You need to roll in the comments. That way we can keep up with them.
Were you aware of this?
Millennials Monopoly? No, I'm not aware of that at all. Is it a bunch of poor jokes aimed at my generation? Our generation, Jay?
It is a real thing.
No, that's cringy. Oh, he's got a Starbucks cup in his hand. Oh, and there's a Fortnite edition. That's not good. Now, I have played the Mario Kart one. That one's pretty cool.
So instead of buying railroads and fake money, you buy and trade the hottest destinations, which range from your friend's couch.
Yeah.
To the vegan bistro on a week-long meditation retreat. I got you beat, Millennial. I did a month-long meditation retreat.
So. No, I
think I read about this on vacation, and I was just rolling my eyes going, really?
And there's a Monopoly about it.
Can we make a Monopoly Boomer edition?
I'm sure it's out there. That's worth a Google. No, honestly, pull up, pull up Facebook. No, there's all sorts of monopolies. I think there's even a create your own monopoly. I think that would be fun to create. You know, somebody buys that and then makes a monopoly of Coleman County.
Somebody did that once.
Really?
Yep.
I've got to find that. That would be pretty cool.
It's been a while.
Because we did a...
Somebody used to sell advertising on it. It was kind of cool.
Oh, that's even smarter. Only if there was a way to publish such things and make it...
Or if only there were a way I could figure out what I'm doing on Facebook.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're doing. Anyhow, but so crystals...
According to this, we're live. Oh, look, there we go.
We are live. Crystals, and there's sound.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, we'll have to do something about
that.
Perfect.
Oh, look at
you. Okay, yeah.
There we go. Cool. All right, so now we're watching the comments
Hello,
roll
America.
In.
Yeah. All right.
And...
I crashed the video.
you're watching yourself watch someone else. Anyways... telephone number, call in, Facebook Live comments. We're watching those. So Crystals was going to move to the Bojangles, but they couldn't last minute.
Because somebody else bought it, allegedly. I heard Taco Bell. Now, why would Taco Bell move up the road to the former Bojangles? That
doesn't
make any sense.
Only, the 600 yards. I don't know.
Is it easier to get in and out of there or something?
Probably. Taco Bell is a nightmare to get in and out of right now. So, maybe so. My question is, if not there, where? Right? So, Bojangles, I don't think you really want Bojangles. I've not been inside the building to tell you, but no one's really touched that since the hellstorm. So, leaks or whatever would probably still
You're getting
be.
Waved at.
How am I getting? Oh, Nikki says hello.
They'll probably gut it and start over. But now, I have to. It took me 3 years to go to Bojangles and eat there. But once I went there, I liked it. I'm a chicken fan.
Yeah.
I've eaten way too much KFC in my day, so it's time for a little something different.
Yeah.
It was a little different, and I liked their biscuits.
Biscuits were top notch.
And the biscuits were there all the time.
But you got to have a drink with that.
Yes. Got to have Mountain Dew because there's only like three places in town that serve Mountain Dew. That's like crazy.
Yeah.
Bye, Josh. It's been fun, Josh.
Yeah, Josh.
Oh, the phone is ringing. How did you hear that? So Josh has run into the other room to answer the phone. And I think he's going to put whoever was on the phone on to the radio, because that's kind of what we do around here. Hey, you can turn a mic on in there if you want. I'm feeling awfully alone here, Josh.
All right, we've got more information. Developing story here on Live 95. Hold on just a second. Got to remember how to do this.
Find the phone thing, hit on, and
all right,
turn
Nick, you
the thing
should be
up.
Live on air. Can you hear us?
Yeah, barely.
Oh, well, that's probably because
I'm probably us.
Yeah, definitely us. So what is the story you have to add about Taco Bell?
So I heard you just say that, you know, it's super hard to get in and out of there.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, they are actually going to be moving to next door to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Really?
What?
Yep. I heard that last Thursday night.
Okay. So they're going to build next to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
From a reliable source. They work for Drinker Development.
Okay. Ah. Fair enough. Don't divulge your sources there. We need to leverage them in the future.
Welcome to the rumor mill on Live 95.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Well, you got any more rumors to dish out? Anything about the new food places?
No, I already know about the Bojangles Crystals thing.
Okay. Don't know where they're going, though.
I think that might be it.
You don't know where the Crystals is going, do you?
No.
Bummer. You're a big fan of Crystals.
They do want a standalone, so they are not going from Coleman. They will stay.
They will stay, but they don't want a gas station again.
No.
Yeah, I don't blame them there.
That's why Bojangles was like prime location for them.
So oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe 31 Dairy Queen that just shut down.
Well, I've heard that it moved and changed hands as well, but I could not find out who.
That building changed hands? I wonder who's got that one.
Or maybe somebody leased it. I don't know.
See, that's also not a good place to get in and out of.
No.
At all.
It didn't seem to stop all the people that ate a Dairy Queen there.
Oh, no. And I still did. I just took back roads to get there and leave there.
Yeah, I always went the back one.
So I think that's what you do if you're Dairy Queen, or whoever inherits that Dairy Queen location. You just block off those entrance exits and build a bigger outside patio. And then continue your unbelievably scary seat right on top of 31, right? Cool. Well, thank you for your contribution.
You're welcome.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
That was Nikki out of Hansville, Alabama.
Oh, interesting. Thanks for that information, Nick. That's, I had not heard that rumor, so that's interesting. According to her, it's not really a rumor.
Yeah, so. she actually hasn't told me that one yet, so... interesting. I was wondering what they were going to do with that space for the longest time.
Well, I had heard a long time ago that the Subway was going to move across to that new little strip mall that they built across from Buffalo Wild Wings and Walgreens and all that. The new little strip mall back, the one that they built and like nothing's happened.
Behind that bank that I can't remember the name.
That Coleman Savings Bank.
Ah, yes.
Yep, that used to be something else, but it's now
used
Coleman
to be something
Savings.
Else. I think that was before my time.
I think it was an AmSouth before that.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about
somebody told me, brace yourself, because this is a huge rumor that, I mean, if it's true, it's just mind-blowing. You ready for this? The rent there, $4,000 a month.
For the new place?
For the new place.
Oh, my gosh.
If you want that.
No. Yeah, no one wants that.
That might explain why there's nobody in there.
No one's jumping at that one. But it's been done for a while. Yeah, and they've actually got, I think, a little extra spot on the side to expand on, and no one's jumping at that either.
Well, the inside is not done at all. It's like it's just a shell of a building because, I mean, who knows what's going to go in? And, you know, they would probably pick their floor plan or whatever.
Right.
But.
And for a ticket price of $4,000 a month, I don't think anyone's jumping at that. Plus, you're right next to the drop-off area for the foundry right there.
Right.
You know, a lot of traffic moving in and out. Maybe that's an eyesore for most places.
Well, all right. I've felt that way about Coleman for a long time. So if you're a realtor and you'd like to chime in on this Coleman show,
yes.
You're right. Show prep doesn't bring anything
it,
for this
it
show.
Does not matter. I can build a list of 17 topics. We won't talk about any of them.
All right. So you've got this new shopping center up here in 157 that's behind the Buena Vista. We'll just call it the Buena Vista Shopping Center.
Okay.
It's been there for at least a year.
Okay.
Maybe longer. And I think there's finally one or two, like there's a nail salon in there and I think a clothing store, but it was empty forever.
Yes.
And then you've got this place over here. I'm not going to tell you where here is because so many people don't know where the radio station is, so that doesn't really matter. But let's just say it's on 157, and it's pretty much vacant, not a lot there. And then you've got these two new places, this Ming guy that's come to town.
Yeah.
Welcome to Coleman, Mr. Ming. You know any Mings in Coleman?
I don't know any, except for this guy.
And actually, he's built the lot in Hartsel that has the Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
It's really weird how I know that, but I was raised and addicted on Cracker Barrel vanilla milkshakes. Love them.
I've never
like
had them
for my entire life, and now they're like phasing them out. And I cannot get one at Coleman. I have to go to Hartsel.
Wow.
So why would I go to a Cracker Barrel in Hartsel? It's to get a milkshake.
It sounds like that's where we need to play our Monopoly for our staff meeting.
Kind of crazy. I'll still go to the Coleman Cracker Barrel. I'll still support them. But if I want a milkshake, I got to go up to Hartsel. That's kind of depressing. But Ming developed the property that, and this is the only thing there. I mean, there's plenty of development for other stuff, but Cracker Barrel is the only thing that's built there.
Okay.
And then the news stories that I've read about him is he's actually out of Huntsville. He's made most of his money in Huntsville.
Hmm.
So Ming's been around a while, but now he's apparently expanding south.
Wow.
So, but he's developing the former, like, sticks and stuff place that's being turned into something else, and he bought the property that was the car dealer. So
yes,
there's all this space that's available. Mm-hmm. That's coming, right?
Yes, and across the street from those two locations, are being redeveloped, and that's going to be another sandwich shop for Coleman.
Those are the main places. Those are the main places.
But he also owns the old Sticks and Stuff building, and
he bought both of those.
What used to be Billy Ray Taylor. Before they moved onto 157?
There's another auto dealer, I believe, where Billy Ray Taylor used to
be. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I should.
Because there was a guy that, all right, so you have the Chrysler dealer that went away, and then the chiropractor came in and bought that and made it like his whole, it was his project. He's a retired chiropractor. Mm. He's local. Everybody knows him except me because I forget his name. But then he gave up, and it went away, and now, like, Joe's Auto Sales or something is there.
Ah, yes.
Which might be the place that you're thinking of on the, I don't know. There's so many auto.
Yeah.
Why don't you auto people give us money so we know who you are and can, you know, have great gossip shows on the radio?
That's really what I need this show to be. It's just a gossip show. 157.
Yep.
Right there before you get to Verizon. That place.
Billy Ray Taylor. Huge.
And yes, huge. I didn't know that because anytime I go past there, you just see the trucks on the front line. You really don't pay attention.
Because it's closed,
But I went to his website because we were thinking about buying a new car.
And I have heard he does most of his business from the website.
Yeah, he does a lot of website traffic. But they've got drone footage, and it's just, I mean, wall-to-wall cars everywhere. Trucks.
So he was on the south end of town in the lot that you're talking about next to Sticks and Stuff before he built that lot like 3 years ago.
When they were down there, I went on that lot because that's about how long our car rotation goes. And I was looking, I actually test drove a Challenger down there. Really nice guys, all of them, because it was midday and all of them come out to chit chat. And, of course, you know, when someone walks up to a Challenger, everyone talks about it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, really nice guys. Yeah. If you want to sponsor, a section, we'd be glad to. Did y'all know that the new China Garden restaurant is called Yummy Oriental, but it's pronounced Yomi. Yumi. Or Yomai.
I had not heard that. But, you know, there are a lot of those big restaurants. All right, so you may have noticed
China Garden restaurant.
Where Quincy's used to be was like the 168, whatever, China. It's gone.
Oh, yes.
It's gone.
Is that what she's talking about?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. She'll have to call back in and clarify. The former Shoney's that was AJ Steakhouse is now becoming an O'Reilly Auto Parts, apparently.
Really?
There's a big sign in front of it now.
Hmm. But there's already an O'Reilly's on 31.
You might be onto something there.
So maybe they're moving full circle. It's really hard to get in and out of that place. If you don't turn right, you're screwed.
Is that what happens at a growing city?
I think so. Yeah. That's a whole nother tangent I could go down. The middle of town, 31, as it rolls through the middle of town, we've put a turn lane in the middle, and God bless whoever thought of that because they needed it. But it's too thin. Like, I'm.
You have us potted down, don't you? I'm going to go pot us up to a commercial break while you talk.
Yeah, I totally have you potted down. My apologies. But, yeah, I'm always clenching everything in my body when I drive through the middle of town in my full-size truck because I might swap mirrors with anyone in the next lane. It drives me nuts. I don't know how you fix it unless you dig up the sidewalks and push all the old buildings back. And
I'll tell you where especially the worst place in town to do that is. It's right there by where you turn to go to, like, City Hall and the museum. Like,
yes.
The turn lane is gone.
Yep. Well, all the way from right there all the way down to I guess it was probably down to McDonald's down there. Once the split to go down 69 towards Good Hope, the road starts to open up. But until then, you're getting buddy-buddy with everybody in there. And hey, we'll talk about some more rumors and maybe some of the things that I actually wrote down to talk about when we come back. This is Joshing Around.
Hey, Nikki explained where that mysterious restaurant is. You can check that out while we go to break.
I will.
All right. She's running through my head.
Looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind, I've been a fool. To open up my heart.
I'm Ed Horrell, author of The Kindness Revolution. One question that I get asked often is, can I be kind and firm? Can I fire people and be kind? Can I be a direct leader and be kind? The answer to all these questions is yes. Kindness should never be confused with being soft or weak. Kindness is being strong in your beliefs and principles without being distrustful, closed-minded, or non-empathic in your behavior. Kindness is cool. Unfortunately, too many people today seem to think of kindness as a trait that's not associated with leadership. We see this in sports, business, and politics. But regardless of politics or religion, history has blessed us with people, famous or not, who've made our worlds better with their kindness. Someone years ago said nice guys finish last. That couldn't be more wrong. If there were ever a time for kindness, it's now. To join us, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
Join Live 95 Thanksgiving Day as we begin a new tradition here in Cullman. Based on a true incident in his life that began on Thanksgiving Day in 1965, and which inspired a 1969 movie of the same name, Arlo Guthrie recorded Alice's Restaurant in 1967. Tune in at 12 noon or 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day to hear Alice's Restaurant, right here on Live 95. Cullman's Independent Radio.
Seed Harvest Music Academy offers a rich musical learning environment for those families seeking to get a jump start on musical learning. Offering preschool and elementary musical classes, Seed Harvest offers strings, keyboard, percussion, and most musical instruments. Your child can choose between several musical ensembles or private lessons. Take your choice from the senior and junior guitar ensembles, the Cullman Homeschool Orchestra or Jazz Band, or the Cullman Youth Strings, just to name a few. Plus, sibling and ensemble discounts are available, and the folks at Seed Harvest will work with you to find a tuition rate that will work for your family. Now enrolling for Christmas singers, ages 6 to 12. More information is available online at seedharvestmusicacademy.org. Micah and Brittany Simpson play in our local community symphonic band and are willing and ready to work with your child today.
The Good Hope Raiders are back in the state playoffs. Yeah!
Quick will operate from the shotgun with Colton Bagwell beside him. Fakes it to Bagwell, throws to Dixon. Dixon's in the open field. 40, 45, midfield, 45, 40, to the 35. Eagles chasing him, and they're going to get him at the 20-yard line, but he's got another Raiders first down.
Live 95's Friday Night Live is your Raider station in Good Hope's quest for a state title.
That's a beautiful spiral to Isaiah Green. Oh, my goodness, what a catch. Isaiah Green hauls it in. He tipped it from one hand to the other and hauled it in right on the sideline at the 45-yard line. He's got a Raider first down.
Second down and 10 for Jacksonville now. This is Wiggins. Oh, my goodness, he is hammered. Ooh,
Jared Pugh shot through the line of scrimmage like he came out of a cannon.
This Friday night, the Good Hope Raiders look to tomahawk the Adiana Redskins in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs.
They don't have to snap it again. The Good Hope Raiders have defeated the Jacksonville Golden Eagles 27-12. The Raiders are headed to the quarterfinals of the state playoffs.
I'm halfway there.
Raiders and Redskins in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs this Friday night. Listen locally at 95.5 FM. Stream at www.live95coleman.com. Join us on Facebook or listen anywhere in the world via the TuneIn Radio app. Just search WRJMLP. Raiders and Redskins in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs this Friday night here on your Raider station, Live 95, Coleman's independent radio.
Gee, kind of got a thing going on here. Take a girlfriend who wants you to constantly say, uh-huh, I guess.
Yeah, right. I actually really like this song, too.
It is a good one.
Anderson
East is probably one of Melissa's favorite artists that we play here.
So. It sounds cheesy, but Jay and Melissa always have this conversation with me before we go live with Josh and Round. They're like, hey, you know, you wanna hand pick any music to play? And I always say, no, I pretty much like all the music that we play here on the station, which sounds like, oh, gee, please keep me on the radio. But no, seriously, I listen to the station whether I'm on it or not. Like, I just really like this music.
Yeah, we're kind of like that, too.
Yeah.
But you never would have guessed that, would you?
Never would have guessed that, considering y'all did handpick all of the music.
Kind of like, you know, why would I work? And I knew a guy once. Why would you work for a station that you just can't stand the music? Well, he did it because of the money. He had a family to support.
Money.
Ain't no way I would go work for a country station. I'd slit my wrists before
I
went and worked for a
country station. I knew you were going to say that. I absolutely knew that you were going to say that. But really, there's not a genre of music that I just can't stand. I think maybe if it was like some really dark heavy metal, but you don't see any stations that are, you know, Coleman's only, you know, suicidal metal station. Like, that's just not one of those things. So I think any radio station, any format is what we call it in the radio business. Any format would be suitable for me, but I do prefer this because I think I would get tired of it if I was top 40.
Look, I'm not even in the picture. How cool.
Yeah.
I should walk in a minute.
Yeah, like 10 seconds you'll show up on Facebook Live. We're watching it live. You can comment. Let us know what's going on. We'll shout out to you. We'll talk to you through that way. Or you can give us a call like Nikki did earlier, 256-737-9505.
Yeah, we were talking about how, like, Coleman has grown to the point where, obviously, everybody in Coleman likes to eat. I mean, look at all of the restaurants that we have, all the restaurants that are coming. We even came up with more during the break that we haven't even talked about yet.
No, we haven't. There you are.
Hey. Look, I'll wave at myself.
Right. Rock and Roll Sushi being one of those. Are they almost done? I know they've got the sign up.
The sign's been up for like 4 months or something. I don't know.
I've just kind of taken notice. I try not to go to Walmart too often, but that's when I notice them is when I go to Walmart. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Rock and Roll Sushi's over there. I really love sushi. Coleman, I have this feeling because you made the comment while we were in the commercial break, not off air, but in the commercial break, that we really have a lot of people that like food. Maybe that's Coleman's niche, because I don't see Rock the South hanging out forever. Like, I just don't see that being a thing.
Hmm.
Maybe that's me. That's the opinions of Joshua Lawler, and not the opinions of Live 95.
I really
staff.
Think that's you. I think a lot of people are really happy with it here.
I don't think it – well, I mean, it does great things for the city, so, you know, more power to us. But I don't see it being a long-term thing.
Yeah.
But maybe this is Coleman's thing, is to become like a foodie destination. You know, you've got new places that are popping up. You've got old places that are staples. You know, if I start listing places under the old places that are staples, I'll hurt somebody's feelings for not including them. So
right. We can't do that.
I just won't list them, but you
know, bribe us, give us money.
Yeah,
we'll talk.
I will gladly take some sponsorship for, food during this show would be awesome, because we're always talking
then
about
we
how
we could stop talking about being hungry.
Yes, we could. And that would be thanks to your local blank.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Bring it on.
Yeah. So, but I mean, we've got some great barbecue places, and we've got some great hamburger
places.
Well,
I keep seeing, and I have to share these comments because, you know, I'm on Facebook, and it seems like everything I read is on Facebook. Well, now we have a radio station, too, so there are other avenues for expressing your opinion. But apparently, I'm just so not used to this microphone.
Pushing. Yeah.
So many people are tired of the sandwich shop places. Like, how many more of those do we need? And then, of course, they always throw in the barbecue comment. How many always. More barbecue places do we need?
I don't know. I'll answer your question with another question.
All right.
What festivity does barbecue seem out of place at? What festivity or event can you not have barbecue at?
A Valentine's Day dance.
Wrong. You could totally have some barbecue pulled pork sandwiches, some barbecue chicken. That's like what I'm talking about.
Everywhere.
Yeah. It's just universal. Sandwich shops the same way. You know, Christmas time, family get-togethers. We talked about it a little bit when some of the crowd was getting older and we were trying to make it easier on them kind of thing. We switched from everybody brings a dish or great grandmother makes all of this stuff. We switched to sandwich tray, you know,
right.
We just buy it at Publix a day before and we bring it in.
Whoever's calling me, I'm on the radio.
Yeah. On the radio. He Sorry. Can't talk. So
I'm not usually in this seat, so it's all good.
Yeah. Are we just going to listen to that?
Well, if I grab it out of my pocket, then it will either decline or answer or whatever. I don't know.
So, okay.
Yeah, I probably right. should pull it out of my pocket and, like, turn off the radio.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. what if it's Melissa, though, and wants to contribute?
She should know better.
Oh, they're going to go for a second ring.
For one thing, she shouldn't be calling my cell phone. She should be calling the radio station.
That's right. That's right. Let's see. Luke said a vegan. Oh, good answer, Luke. Luke Whaley said a vegan party is where barbecue doesn't belong. Any vegan get together. Hey, you know, I've grilled vegan hamburgers right next to my good old beef hamburgers.
I don't know who just called. Before, it's fine. So. The caller ID is not showing up.
Good segue into the next section. So we'll come back to food later because I love talking about food. But screening calls was actually something I wrote down. So last week.
Sometime. Hey, if somebody listening wants to dial 256-964-9021 and then call the radio station and let me know who that was, that would be awesome.
It was probably a sales call.
It probably was.
But I have a Google Pixel XL2.
Okay.
Right? So that is Google's flagship phone.
Now on silent.
There,
okay.
Thanks. Google's flagship phone. So
fire myself.
So that means that all Android updates come to these phones first.
Okay.
Probably days before they get to you.
Might be a little jealous because, I mean, I think it's cool.
Yeah, I really like it. So new update hit last week, end of last week sometimes, and I didn't really pay attention to what – usually I'm the kind of guy that reads –
But isn't it great to always get the updates first, especially yes. with all the bugs in them and, yes. and whatever else?
Yeah. I've not had a lot of bugs, but – Okay. I
Must
usually
have a really good pest control service.
Very good. None that I can mention because
no one's paying for that.
Right. but I didn't read the patch notes this time on a whim kind of thing. I was busy doing something else. And so I noticed when a lot of telemarketers have been calling me the past couple of months. I got another one at dinner Saturday night and I looked down and there's this new button on that screen.
Really?
Yes. And it says screen call.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I click it because I'm like, why not?
This is new. What's this do?
Yeah. Well, when it calls, it says, you click screen call and then a little window pops up and it looks like something's being read. Well, if you watch it, it says, hi, the person you have called, is not
accepting your call.
Yep. And is utilizing a Google service to record the message. And so then if they speak anything, it transcribes it back and you
I've
can
heard
just
of
watch
that.
It.
That's cool.
So it's the preliminary to their new update where it can, like you can say, make a reservation at such and such place at 7 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah.
And it will call the place and make the reservation for you. Right. So,
no, it was not planned.
No, it was not planned at all.
It just happened.
It was fun, Nikki. So. But no, so yeah, the screening call feature was really neat. That being said, I still do plan on switching back to Apple next time I roll around. So I'm going to be really bummed when that's gone because I've used it already this week. I think I've used it 3 or 4 times.
Hmm.
But I called myself just to test it, and I heard it read all of it back, and then I started just...
And was your phone like, I don't know who I am?
No, because I called it from my work phone or whatever. Okay. But, right. But I said random words into it, and, you know, it picked them up perfectly, transcribing them back on my cell phone. And, you know, like, even
that has come so far in just like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah,
I mean, used to it would garble everything.
Yes,
and now it's pretty good.
So if you're an Android user, you should be getting a an iOS not iOS but an Android. I believe it's 9.0.
Could be, yeah.
Update here soon that
we'll have that feature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you won't notice it because the button is teeny tiny. It just barely says screen call. And you click that, and magic unfolds. I absolutely love it. But yeah, no, not a planned transition. It just happened. Let's see. Okay, so it just says 9.0. There's not a build number or anything like that. So it was just an update to 9. So you may already have it.
I don't even have 9, I don't think.
Okay. Well, then
maybe 9 is like not released yet, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe they haven't pushed it out. But if you're a Google
Pixel. Yeah, I'm on 8, and I was pretty sure my phone was pretty modern because that's why I bought it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. HTC makes good products. They make the Vive.
Yeah, it's so good that it's still reminding me that it's Halloween. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Whatever. But so that was my touch on screening calls. All the more reason where, because the voice attached to this sounds super lifelike. It's not a robot voice. It just sounds like a woman.
I think I either watched a video or heard something about how well that's supposed to work,
mm-hmm.
and it was mind-boggling.
Yeah,
do I really want to be tricked into this? Because you don't know if the person you're talking to is a human or a computer.
Mm-mm.
It's that good.
Yes, to the point where Google said that they would make her say that it's Google every time. That way,
I think. Yeah, I heard that.
Way, it wouldn't throw people off because. It puts in...
People were freaking out.
Yes. They put in pauses like, and...
To make it sound...
Sure, or whatever, yeah.
Right.
Instead of just, yes, no.
It must have been something we watched here, or what are the odds that we both saw that video?
Well, we both have similar interests, for
yep.
sure. Okay, so next topic, gift ideas. So, anyone listening, a new iPhone would be dope. If you're looking for a gift for me, but
you can just give me the money that would require, you know, to buy a new iPhone. I'll take the money,
which is $1,000.
And I mean, I'll do something so much better with it than buy an iPhone.
You think so? What would you do? What did you do with
$1,000? What would I do with
it? That's better than
that's a spontaneous question.
Spontaneous question.
I'd have to give that some thought.
Yeah. Yeah. You think about that. Anyone listening,
probably go and grab a nice prime rib.
What would you do with the
with
other
a nice salad
$950 after that, right? I think a good cell phone's a good investment. You know, back in the day, old people would tell
you. Why is that? Because all of a sudden you can clean out your desk drawer and you don't need the ruler or the stopwatch or the
bingo, right? And, and
the other 150 things a cell phone replaces.
You carry it with you
everywhere.
It's an emergency yep. rescue device. It's a navigational device. Like back in the day, old people would tell you invest in a mattress. You know, you spend half of your life sleeping. You should sleep somewhere nice. Well, nowadays you carry a phone with you when you're sleeping and when you're not. So. You know,
true.
Invest in one, right? So if you despise your phone.
I mean, while we're on the topic of phones, I mean, you know, you and I were discussing this briefly in show prep that mm-hmm. we threw out the window promptly.
Yeah.
The whole concept that Apple, you know, is coming out with a new phone, but apparently yes. it's not selling.
No.
I'm going to move this halfway across the table because it's annoying me.
You want me to go get one of those wind covers?
We'll be fine.
We need some wind covers with a little box around it like the news anchors have that say Live 95 printed on the side of them.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be neat.
Sponsors, call us.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so it's not even because the phone's not even out yet, right? Whatever new phone or whatever, it's like coming out for Christmas.
Most of them are. Is it the Max, the bigger version of the 10 that's not out
yet? I don't know. I've just heard the underlying data is that it's not even the phone that's not selling yet. It's the components. Like the component orders are being still.
They're just not thrilled about that. Maybe it's up really high.
Yeah, well, maybe. The component orders are not doing what they typically do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they're getting the indication that, hey, maybe the sales are going to be down.
So maybe they're basing those numbers off of...
Pre-sales kind of.
Yes. Like pre-orders on the phone depends on how many parts we order. But really, who's taking their phone to Apple to have them...
And I mean, part of the reason for that is, you know, what does my phone not do that I need it to do? What gadgets am I going to get out of this new phone
Bingo.
That I'm not getting out of the current one?
I mean...
I have a complaint to make. I mean, you know, we had a video a couple of weeks ago Your Fairview versus Holly Pond game. Yes. That, you know, we had the video from Facebook Live, but we didn't have the audio recording, and I needed a way to put that up on the website because yes. we like to archive everything. Yes. Well, there's no jack on my phone. I had to go to my old phone in order to get the video off of it.
And they'll sell you the adapter, right?
Yeah. Well.
But, you know, at the same time, other than a few niche areas like that, I think just about anything can be done on a phone. We had this discussion, a buddy of mine at work, you know, like nobody even makes a mobile website anymore, right? Because phones just use the real website. You know, back in the day, you had like an m.google.com, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
it was a simplified version. That way your phone could load it faster because it was a worthless piece of junk that Motorola had made 3 years ago.
Yep, yep.
But now I've got a finance plan on my phone. That way I can get a new one every year and I never pay it off. It might as well be a car.
Yeah.
Right? And right now it's like a 20th the cost of your base model.
I believe it.
Economy car.
Yep.
So... No,
I actually would know because I've never bought a new phone. I always wait 6 months, you know, since they're released and then go buy one aftermarket. It's like a car. As soon as you drive it off the lot, it drops to half the value.
I need to think about doing that because I don't want the newest, latest and greatest. Okay, so the latest iPhone press release, you've got the iPhone XS, iPhone X Max, which is like the plus version of the almost bevel-less screen. And then you've got the R. The R is already out. I know for sure. The S and the Max may not be out yet. But I don't want any of those. The R is a more affordable option, but less quality in the screen. I just want an X. So maybe the used ways to go. I want last year's phone. That's so weird. As a tech guy, as a self-identifying tech guy, I want last year's phone. But, you know, the iPhone market is so huge.
We run a lot of Windows 7 around here because I just don't want Windows 10 in here. It's kind of scary.
Really?
And
isn't
that
Windows 10?
That you're correct. Okay. That is Windows 10. All but right. All the station stuff back there is 7.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a member of several of the broadcasting groups and things on Facebook, and, I mean, half of their posts are Windows 10 sucks so bad and it does weird things.
Well, I had a case, a friend of mine.
I keep saying Windows is like Star Trek movies. You have to have every other release.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I watched a video today, and it was talking about, was Windows Vista all that bad? The short answer was no. The long answer was, well, yes, because it was released at a time where everybody was trying to upgrade from XP, but computers that ran XP were really crappy, right? So, you know... 4 years later,
thought XP rocked. It was ME. Of course, you were probably in diapers when ME was out.
No.
ME was horrible.
We had a Windows 2000 desktop at home.
2000 was good.
That's where I sharpened my skills.
Okay.
Windows 2000.
Yep.
We didn't jump into the ME. Eventually, we had an XP.
The whole deal was 2000 was commercial and ME was consumer.
Okay.
That's how that, in fact, I mean, I don't want to get into a lot of tech talk and chase everybody off, but the 2000 was based on the original commercial platform known as NT, which stood for New Technology.
Right.
Ooh.
I remember seeing a lot
95, of 98 stuff. ME, that was all the consumer grade stuff. And then XP, they totally abandoned the old consumer grade, and XP on was all server or NT
all
based.
Everything.
Yep.
Yeah, you still find a little bit of NT. Active Directory
stuff.
And
yeah.
group policy and yep. stuff like that. That is kind of techie. Nikki did say that she would spend $1,000 on a beach vacation. You are a
been
liar.
There, done that.
Yeah. All right, Jay's beach vacation and cruise all in one fell swoop while he abandoned us at the radio station.
Why I have a hard time figuring out what I would do with $1,000.
Beach vacation is enticing. Maybe so, but... At the end of the day, like, I've got to come back from a beach vacation. If I spend it on a smartphone, like, I'm going to have that smartphone forever, theoretically.
It doesn't end like a beach vacation
it
does. It ends doesn't. When the battery won't recharge or the screen gets smashed.
And I get really upset
whatever.
When that vacation is over. I don't know if y'all were that same way. Were y'all sick of the cruise by the time it come back into port?
So the cruise got more and more interesting as it went on. I think you may have heard some of these stories, but maybe the listening audience hasn't. So
probably not.
You would, like with the Josh and Around show, you would get your regular updates every afternoon in the hot tub on the Serenity deck.
Oh, gosh.
The updates of what's happening on the ship.
Okay.
You know, here is where the disease broke out. Here is how many people were sick.
Yeah.
In the hot tub. On Thursday, there were only 15 people sick, but the crew of the ship, and this was not coming, of course, from the crew. This is coming from the other people sitting in the hot tub.
Right, right.
But it's like Thursday, there's 15 people sick on this ship.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, there's 55 people sick on this ship.
That's not good.
And, you know, we were not due back until Sunday. So it's like, well, this is interesting.
You've got two days.
Melissa and I noticed a change in protocol.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we were not allowed to get our own food anymore. It was being served to us.
And that's the way it should be, I think.
But, you know, I was like, well, that's obviously a difference. Something's certainly going on here.
Yeah. And it must be bad if they go, you know what, we're going to do this, and we're going to start opening doors for you, and we're going to start doing this and that.
So, I mean, and I talked to somebody else about this. You know, a 7-day cruise is about the right length. An 8-day cruise is about the right length. You know, most of the ones I've done have always been 3 to 5 days. But, you know, after I had already been on vacation for so long, I was really scared to death to come back at the mountain of paperwork and all and stuff that I had to do.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, one of those jobs is the one that you gave me, and I appreciate that. And I did email him let him know that I'm back in town.
Good.
So that's good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that went through.
But I was a little, you know, overwhelmed, because I'm always overwhelmed when I get back. There's, you know, so much to do. But it hasn't been that bad this time.
Good.
It's been a pretty smooth transition to being back to
work. How long was the cruise?
The cruise was actually 8 days.
8 days. See, I think that would be too much for me, I think, because I'll go to the beach, and if I'm not with a huge crowd of people, by probably day 4 or 5, I'm like, no, I'm ready to go home. Let's just go home.
So the interesting part, we kept meeting new people, but then we saw the same people over and over. It was not like a huge boat. It was a good-sized boat. Like the guy that was in the hot tub, not the guy giving us the daily updates, but, you know, the guy that we were initially having the conversations
local
with.
Hot tub reporter.
Yeah. He was like a CPA from like Chicago or somewhere.
Cool.
You know, we were talking about taxes and stuff, stuff you don't really want to talk about on a vacation.
Of course.
But you know, and then we saw him and his wife or his sister, whatever, really tried to figure out what that was, you know, just over and over again throughout the rest of the cruise, and kind of got to know him.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of cool. I had been on cruises where there were so many people that never happened. You never saw the same people again twice.
Right. I think that would be the neat part, is because it attracts so many random people, you know, so many different walks of life show up at that port on that day, and we all get on a boat for 8 days. I would probably really enjoy meeting all the random
people. I almost wanted to come home and watch reruns of The Love Boat just to see how that went.
Oh, gosh. Because
I've never watched – I mean, I remember the show vaguely in my youth, but I've never really – I'm sure it's on Hulu or something. Yeah.
Well,
you know,
TV Land still plays it a bunch.
Do they? Huh. Yeah, I have to look that up.
I think WGN America plays that. We used to watch it at lunchtime a lot when I worked on a farm belonging to my family. But, I forgot about that. That's exactly what Love Boat was. It's just the weird interactions of people that come and went.
But that was all about people on, like, honeymoons, right? When, like, everybody on the Love Boat.
No, it wasn't always honeymoons, no. There was,
Because I thought it was.
All sorts of, well, maybe it was supposed to be, but that's not what the story was always around, you know. What was that? There's another TV show, and it's kind of like that. But is it The Guest List or The Guest House or something? And what it is it's like a different group of people show up that have rented out this house, and they have a different set of problems. And the main characters, I believe, are the people that live next door. The Guest List, maybe?
I haven't heard of it.
But you follow the people that either live next door or maybe they own it or something. But you wind up, it's almost like a monster of the week. Because the people that have rented it out this week have, X, Y, and Z that's wrong with them, or this is their problem, or this is their drama. I think that is hilarious.
All right,
I love that idea.
Let's talk about TV viewing habits for a moment. We kind of talked about segueing into that,
but
we really kind of haven't. But if you're going to come across that show today, how do you come – I mean, I don't flip channels. Most people don't flip channels anymore. They go after what they want.
Yep.
How do they find out what they want? Do they discuss it on Facebook or Snapchat or Reddit and come up with what's trending?
I see a lot of ads on Facebook for TV shows. I see a lot of ads when I'm streaming stuff on like Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Hulu does a lot of actual TV ads. You know, Netflix not as much. Netflix likes to advertise their own stuff.
Yeah.
But Hulu will say, hey, this show's coming on Fox. You know, you may want to watch it. And Hulu is like secretly efficient at it because you watch the same ad, you know, maybe
18,000 times.
Yeah, four ads in the 3 hours that you watch something. And so before you're long, you're like, gosh, now I've got to watch this thing, so maybe it'll go away. Maybe I can rig the algorithm if I watch one episode, you know. But
I'm the other way. I took some of the $1,000 and paid off Hulu to not show me ads anymore. Right. It annoyed me that much in the 1 month that I had it.
I hypothetically may or may not be on a borrowed account, so I can't really
understand. Yep.
I can't really force those people to do that, but we try to swap, you know, subscription services every once in a while, do free trials, that kind of thing.
Well, now Hulu's kind of picky. They only allow like one login at a time or something, don't they? Or is that like the cheaper plan?
Cheaper plan. Oh, okay. Unless you pay up. And fortunately, my good
somebody paid up. Pay up. Okay.
Yeah. They're,
bribery.
They're pretty good about that.
All right.
But like I said, I don't know how much of this I can say, which, let's be honest.
I'm sure they're listening. They're right over there at the mic.
Yeah, it's all made up for radio. Let's not.
Yeah, none of this is true.
None of it's
forget true. Everything you heard.
It's kind of like that Moonshiner show. That's how they get away with it. By the way, I don't know if any of that's real or not, but they all claim that it's made up for the show. I exchange, like I've got some subscriptions that they don't have, and that we swap, and I'm okay. I sleep well at night.
I'm sure that you're one of a kind. Nobody else does that.
Mm-mm-mm.
In fact, if you're listening to this idea, you probably should not jump right on it because, you know, it's just not that popular.
No, it's not. It's not at all. And everyone's scoffing at like, oh, he shouldn't do that. He should never do that. Anyways, seeing a little bit more traffic on Facebook. Let me give you that number one more time. 256-737-9505.
Yeah.
Or comment right down there. Talk to us about whatever's going on in your life, because that's pretty much what we're talking about here, is whatever's going on in our life.
Back to TV viewing habits. Yeah, like we were trying to figure out like which shows are good
miles.
And which shows are not good. Which shows are being, because you might like a show, but you don't matter.
No.
They look at the overall, I guess, and I don't even know how they get ratings anymore. I mean, surely they don't call a pre-planned phone number that's like somebody's landline to get ratings anymore.
And that's my question. It's got to be surveys because those boxes can't be a thing anymore.
Nope.
What were those called? They were boxes.
Viewing boxes or something. I don't know.
You literally hooked them up to your satellite box, and it kept track of those things. And I think you earned money by doing very lucrative business, but
well, that's the big difference between broadcast TV and then anything on the internet. Because on the internet, like I can look at the screen right now and see that there's nobody watching.
Yeah,
it says if live, but there's nobody watching.
Well, see, normally there should be a number because
because it's us. Right.
So there should at least be us. So I think that's bugged. there's probably too many people watching for it to keep track.
Well, it looks frozen too, because you see the scissors ads kind of halfway there.
And so is my face. So interesting.
But you go to like Netflix viewership or Hulu viewership, they can track all the metrics.
Right.
But when you're broadcast TV or broadcast radio, you can.
Yeah. And I think that's an interesting idea, because like we can also see from what IP addresses people are listening in at and how long they've been listening.
We've been doing some of that on football. Yeah.
Yes.
And when it's either Facebook Live or it is TuneIn, which ties into a back system called Shoutcast, we can log in and get an idea of exactly how many people are watching. But in terms of the FM broadcast signal, there's no way we know.
I like that kind of data. I call it useless data. Obviously, there's a use for a lot of it, but I really love those numbers, and that's.
But it is kind of useless. I mean, I can't necessarily go to an advertiser and say, well, you know, we know we broadcasted this game and this many people streamed it, but that's not indicative of everybody who listened to it.
Well, and also in the.
But by golly, we can see higher trends on Good Hope.
That's the truth, right? So maybe we can sell to Good Hope area advertisers.
That'd be great.
It's like, hey, you know, I've got 50 people listening to the next three
football games.
But it's not just 50. It's however many people are on the FM broadcast signal, too.
Also so, that, too. Yeah.
And there's no way to quantify that.
But in a
it's just trends.
A term that we throw around in today's market everywhere, like if you can't, if there's not documentation to prove it, did it really happen?
Yeah.
Right? As the millennials would say, picks or it didn't happen. Right? So as silly as that sounds, it's
are you throwing the mouse out?
It's true. Yeah, I just threw it back to you that way in case you needed it for
it looks like whatever. The video unfroze, maybe. But
No, I don't think. I think it refroze because nothing's happening over here either.
Oh, we have a viewer.
There we go.
Welcome.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm not going to look at that anymore. It's kind of funny.
It bothers me, actually, that when stuff like pauses and then unpauses and keeps going, I'm sure it's because like we're watching ourselves. It's
weird stuff.
Very weird stuff. But we started talking about phones earlier about gift ideas. What is the one thing that you want this year that no one would expect that you would want? Is there like a random gift that you wouldn't think anyone would get you, but you actually want it?
We kind of have a little gag gift thing going on with the family, and I'm not going to dive into some of the awesome gag gifts that have been given over time. But now, when it comes to usefulness, like you were talking about the usefulness of your phone,
yes,
the usefulness of my movie pass that I got for Christmas last year, you know, I
was kind of milked
that
coaster,
so right? far yeah. to my bank. I mean, it's like, how many movies did I see? And that makes each movie cost how much? Okay, that was great.
Yeah, you need to crunch those numbers. I would love to see what that comes out to.
Oh, it's very low. It's like $1.25 per movie or something.
Oh, my gosh.
It's ridiculous.
See, I'd also like to know how many movies you saw because, y'all went a lot.
There's history on the app.
Oh, is there? Please tell me that. So while you're talking, while you're looking that up.
If the app still works, if the company hasn't gone bankrupt yet.
I'm listening on Intune and – oh, okay. Smart. See, Nikki's padding our numbers. She's listening on Intune and TuneIn. Okay. Is it Intune or
TuneIn?
TuneIn. Listening in TuneIn. I almost said it backwards again. And coming in here, so you're doubling our numbers. I appreciate that. But the one gift that I don't think anyone expects me to want is golf stuff. I don't think anyone knows outside of my immediate family that I play golf.
45
movies in a year. That's crazy.
And that was an $89 subscription, maybe, something like that.
But you didn't pay that.
I didn't pay that.
Yours
was
a gift. So you made $90 this year, right?
Nice. Yep.
That's pretty cool. But how many of those, and I still think that even as flawed as the system wound up being, I think that's a great idea.
It kind of comes down to, we know how many that I saw. Now how many would I actually see if I had to pay for them?
That's what I was getting at. I'm like, how many movies did you see that you didn't really care?
All right, now that throws the logic off because now that I've seen them, my opinion of the movie would be different than if I had not seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have seen Commuter. I probably would have seen The Darkest Hour because that was pretty good.
Yeah.
The Post, I probably would have seen that. I thought that was a good movie. Greatest Showman, nope, that was a Melissa movie.
Really?
I've
heard wonderful things about The Greatest Showman, but not wonderful things about any of the three movies that you listed before. Yeah.
Proud Mary, I don't even remember what that was about.
No, I vaguely do. I wanted to see it.
12 Strong, definitely a good movie. Hostiles, I don't remember. Oh, that was, I don't
so
remember.
So Hostiles not on that list.
I don't even remember what that was about. Peter Rabbit, did I really see Peter Rabbit?
You undoubtedly saw Peter Rabbit.
The 1517 Paris, that was a terrorist attack movie. That was good. I would have seen that.
Okay.
The Shape of Water. Now, that was the most
insane
movie
right?
that I've... I mean, Melissa loved it, but whatever. Death Wish, I'm sure that was my kind of movie. Let's go shoot everybody we can. I did not have a death wish in seeing that movie. Please don't come to the movie theater and shoot me, but still, it's a good movie.
Edgy.
Red Sparrow, that was the one that first started throwing a lot of chaos in the MoviePass world, because MoviePass decided we're losing too much money, we're going to limit Red Sparrow.
We're gonna
but we it. Had already seen it by the time they did that, there so we're go. Like, whatever.
So when was that decision?
That was like May
okay.
of last year, Game Night, hilarious movie. Melissa never could make that with me for some reason. That was around her
Game Night.
Birthday. I saw it without her, and I'm still hearing about that.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane Heist, I'm sure that was me. That was me going to see a good movie that was like about global warming and the end of the world, whatever.
I hate those movies.
Tomb Raider, the original Tomb Raider. Well, I don't know if it was the original, but the one before this one was a lot better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I probably would have passed on that one, but Melissa wanted to see it. 7 Days in the Tribute, that was another one Melissa wanted to see. It was a good movie. Ready Player One, we've talked about that numerous
times. Still have not seen that movie. It's been almost a year now.
I don't know. I would have waited for that on HBO or something if it ever came out. Okay. I don't think I would have gone to pay for that one.
Oh, I think Nikki has that one, actually. I may borrow that.
Mm. The Senator, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
Don't know if I would have gone to pay for that or not. That was about, you know, all the things that one of the Kennedys did that,
yeah.
you know, Ted Kennedy, what, you know, he probably shouldn't have done.
Right.
But no one cared.
Exactly, because he was a Kennedy. Kennedy's got a lot of, could have.
The movie called Blockers. You can use the rest of your imagination to see what that one might have been about.
That had John Cena in it.
That was a comedy that I don't really care that much about, but I saw it.
I think John Cena's hilarious.
Avengers Infinity War. So I think we're allowed to talk about that in about another year, maybe.
Regret.
Yeah. Hotel Artemis, she wanted to see it.
Was that good?
Fine. It was good, but I would not have seen it by myself.
I want to see that.
Ocean's 8.
That didn't even skip sound that like one. It was good.
Surely I did not see the movie called Solo. I don't know why that's on my list. I tell you what happened there.
Yeah.
She wanted to see it a second time.
I haven't seen it.
And by then, MoviePass had implemented this policy of you can only see a movie once. So I'm sure that I did not actually see Solo, although it's on my history. Yeah. Sicario, Day of the that was good.
And Day of the Syllables.
Saw both of them. Skyscraper was good the first time. It was even better the second time on the cruise ship. Ant-Man and the Wasp, The Equalizer, The Spy Who Dumped Me. Really? Did I see that, too?
That's fairly recent, right?
Yeah. We're getting more current. Mile 22. I don't even remember half these.
I think Melissa's using your...
No. I remember seeing that one. The Black Klansman, yeah, whatever. The Meg, yeah, whatever. Operation Finale, yeah, whatever. I don't even remember what that one was about. Searching was a really good movie.
Yeah.
If Searching comes out, you should try to find it and see it. That was a limited release. We had to drive to Huntsville to see it, but it was worth it.
One of those where MoviePass is going to let you see it, but it's only in four theaters.
Hold your mouth just right.
Yeah, right.
Peppermint, Crazy Rich Asians, Life Itself, A Simple Favor, First Man, and... Bad Times at the El Royale, which was the last movie we saw on MoviePass.
I can't believe I forgot about
it. Which was October 22nd.
There you go.
Because it's
That's been a minute.
Pretty much been dead since then.
I can't believe I forgot about Hotel Artemis. I really need to see that.
That was a good one. Yeah. And it's not one I would have seen on my own, but it was good.
I remember seeing it. We went to go see some movie. I don't remember what that was now. And it was in the clips. And I was so hyped at the end of that trailer. I'm like, yes, this is cool. I want to see this. Failed. Epic failed.
The movie was a failure. You didn't get to see it?
I didn't get to see it. Yeah. I failed on my adventures.
So let me tell you what happens when you see a movie trailer that's that good.
Yeah.
They showed you the whole movie in 45 seconds.
Yes. I feel
there
like
there was no other good scene in the movie except what the trailer shows you.
The trailer's like explains what it is.
Yeah.
Bad guy gets hurt. Somebody follows them in. They show a jewel heist, and I'm like, oh, wow, that pretty much is the whole movie.
Every movie ever done, right there. Yeah.
Pretty much. But, you know, if they've got big enough names in it, I'll see it one way or another.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whether you spoil it for me or not.
So, yeah, we are planning to be off to see Bohemian Rhapsody tomorrow.
Yeah.
That should be interesting.
Nikki and Luke have seen that one.
We are preparing to carry cash in case MoviePass crashes.
Yeah.
So if you have MoviePass, don't look at it tomorrow because Bohemian Rhapsody may not be on your selected movies for tomorrow. I'm pretty sure everyone who's got it has given up on it.
Already, by now. But, or wanted their money back. That seems to be the thing to do.
And either way, you know, it was a gift a year ago. I have an annual subscription, so I've got 30 days left on it.
There you go. Burn it. Yeah.
Melissa's doing her best to play by the rules. She's like, don't check into a movie if we're not actually going to see it. I'm like, it's going to turn to dust in 30 days anyway. Who cares?
Check into everything.
She likes to play by the rules. I don't.
So. Yeah, she's a kind of person. But
there you have it. Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
Next time I see you, I will have been stuffed with turkey. You will be skipping turkey.
I will be skipping
and
turkey.
And we will be yelling like really loud explicatives containing the words "Good Hope."
Good Hope. It's like go Good Hope or
and win.
Hopefully, and this game was a snoozer. Good Hope has
defeated their opponent 52-0.
That
would be nice, but it's probably not likely.
I don't know if we called scores Tuesday on our prediction.
Newsflash. Today is Tuesday.
I know. On
Press Force Live.
Yes.
I don't think we did.
But I will. Anyone who's still hanging around that was here for that show. I think I'm going to say 7 points. Good Hope.
Close game.
I think Aniana is going to be the most challenging team they faced so far. But I really enjoy doing those things. Not to get football centric again, but I really enjoy getting everyone out there.
I have to admit, I am still thoroughly confused what happens after this game. If we win after this game, there's another game before the finals?
This is quarterfinals. Next week is semifinals, and then it's finals. Okay. So this is the top eight teams.
Okay.
So next week will be the top four teams, and then the top two obviously will be playing for the big money.
It is a long road ahead.
And then I've got to – yeah, if we make it to the finals, because like we said, that's at 11 a.m., I've got to ask for some big favors at work.
Josh feeling kind of sick.
Yeah. Oh, there's also the dishonest route. But, like, there's plenty of football fans at work. So, like, if they wind up hearing my voice, the only radio station that can cover the Good Hope Raiders.
That's true.
Right? Yeah. And it winds up being us.
Probably not a good idea.
No. So, yeah. I think I'm going to start now, and I'm going to go to that one person.
And be like, you know, this is a distinct possibility because this is a kick-ass team.
Yes.
Just go ahead and make arrangements for me to be off on this day.
Yeah, like listen, you know, and not to use those people's names because I don't want to draw a connection.
And in terms of office space, it's like, that'd be great.
That'd be great. Yeah. If I could just not come in on that Friday, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe they will say, yeah, take a sick day and just don't say anything. And I would be totally okay with that because then I'm following orders and they live the lie, not me.
No. All good.
But who knows what will happen. And maybe some of those people are listening now and they'll be like, oh, yeah, we can do that, no problem.
Well, I think it is a bigger issue than just for you because, you know, a lot of people who work for this station who don't really work, they volunteer their time. We have other jobs, too. Yep. So, you know, we can do this. Efforts. So, yeah, it may be difficult to, but we'll find a way, I'm sure.
See, you just need to hire all of us on at one of your other businesses. Well,
give me that $1,000, and we'll make it for about 2 weeks.
Nikki, come up with $1,000, and you can have a spot on the radio next week. How about that? So, if you're still listening. But maybe I've kind of twisted Nikki's arm. Maybe she'll be in the studio next week. So
that would be awesome.
So I don't think that's a holiday week. I think that's our recovery week before everything unfolds. So cool. Well,
I guess I'm supposed to go play music and stuff.
Unless you want to close my show up.
No. Right? I think I'll let you do that.
Yeah, it's been a blast. It's gone over a little longer, but then again, we started a little later. So I appreciate everybody that's joined in and everybody on Facebook that's commented, called in, and mostly Nikki. But I saw some other names pop up there. You didn't comment, so maybe you didn't want to be recognized, but that's all right. I have been your host for Knock the Microphone Around. My name is Josh, and this has been Josh and Around on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
And thanks to the telemarketer who decided to call and secretly transition us into the whole call block feature of the show. That was kind of fun.
Hey, that was super convenient. I liked that. We didn't plan that at all.
Well, all right. How about some music?
Music.
All right.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
If I haven't told you already, I love you.
And if I haven't told you already, don't run that red light.